Shortly after taking office, Berkshire District Attorney Andrea Harrington announced a policy shift. Prosecutors would stop requesting bail in most nonviolent cases. Now, a couple of years later, only a few defendants are held on bail. But there's been a sharp increase in the use of another maneuver to keep people behind bars before trial, New England Public Media's Nancy Cohen reports.
Holding people because they can't afford bail is un-American. That's what Harrington told NEPM's Connecting Point 2 years ago.
It's discriminatory against people who are impoverished. It's clearly inequitable, and it really does not keep our community safe.
Cash bail is still used in some cases. For instance, those held on bail this month in Berkshire County Jail include people charged with child rape, human trafficking, and arson. But according to defense attorneys, prosecutors request cash bail far less often now. Mohammed Memphis helped start Court Watch, a Berkshire County criminal justice reform group. He says the DA's new policy was definitely welcome.
Cash bail is a harmful system that disproportionately and negatively impacts racial minorities and low-income people.
As part of his work with Court Watch, Memphis observed hearings in two Berkshire County district courts. He remembers being surprised how often another mechanism was used to hold people before trial.
There's been a spike in the use of dangerousness hearings.
Under Massachusetts law, a DA can request a dangerousness hearing for certain crimes, including those involving physical force. A judge decides whether a defendant is a danger to an individual or to the community, and whether the only way to ensure safety is to hold the defendant behind bars pre-trial.
But when you start using dangerousness hearings, well, then people are still going to end up in jail and behind bars when they actually don't need to be and when they don't pose any sort of risk.
According to the Massachusetts trial court, in fiscal year 2018, before the end of cash bail, there were 53 dangerousness hearings in Berkshire County's district courts and 151 in FY 2020, nearly three times as many. In Superior Court, the increase was nearly fivefold. After announcing the end of cash bail, Harrington made no bones about using the statute.
My office has been very aggressive in requesting that the courts hold people that we feel are dangerous. And we present live testimony, we prepare our officers, we present exhibits, and we've been very effective at that.
Harrington made these remarks in May 2019. She declined to be interviewed for this story. In an email, her office said they balance safety with reform by eliminating the use of cash bail and requesting dangerous individuals be held pretrial. Some criminal defense attorneys in Berkshire County say they're concerned about the jump in the number of dangerousness hearings, like Michael Hinckley.
It doesn't get much more of an infringement on civil liberties. That is, people are being held by the government. They haven't been found guilty. And in some cases, they've been held longer than the law allows, given the pandemic.
By law, a person can be held as dangerous up to 120 days in a district court case or 180 days in Superior Court, which handles more serious cases. But after COVID-19 hit, a Supreme Judicial Court ruling allowed people to be held as a danger even longer because jury trials were suspended. Some courts still aren't holding jury trials. Attorney Gregory Barry represents people in district and superior court. He was a prosecutor under Harrington's predecessors. Barry says there are definitely times when a defendant should be held as dangerous, but he says it should be used sparingly, and that setting conditions for release could be used instead, such as imposing a restraining order.
Or a GPS monitoring or a curfew. Those are all things that would ensure the safety of a victim that could be asked for, as opposed to just asking them to be held in jail without any right to getting liberty. So I certainly feel there are times that it's being used when it should not be used.
Barry says when someone is held as a danger, especially during the pandemic with few jury trials, some clients may admit to something they didn't do, hoping the judge will sentence them to time served and release them.
Some people, they're going to plead guilty to a crime, whether or not they did it, because they have to get out of jail. Being held in jail can have the consequence of losing your job or your house or Sometimes family members abandon you.
The Berkshire DA's office says it uses dangerousness holds most often in serious domestic violence cases. Hema Sarang Saminsky of Jane Doe Inc., a statewide coalition against sexual and domestic violence, says there's a lot known about what constitutes a high risk of severe harm or homicide in a domestic violence situation.
In those cases, of course, dangerousness hearings can and should be utilized to support and protect survivors.
At the same time, she says, if the goal of moving away from cash bail is to reduce the impact on low-income communities of color, then similar care needs to be shown when deciding whether someone is dangerous or not.
I'm concerned when I see an increase in the use of those hearings as we move away from cash bail. It feels like the needs and perspectives of survivors are being used as a way to circumvent deeper conversations about racial equity.
The DA's office says it requests a dangerousness hearing in about 3% of district court cases. Attorney Shannon Plum defends clients in Pittsfield and Northern Berkshire district courts. She says sometimes she can negotiate for a release with conditions, such as no alcohol or no drugs, but often a defendant slips up and ends up in jail pretrial anyway.
I see this as a real problem because it was put forward as we were going to recognize defendants' rights, but in the same breath, they're implementing and going forward with all these dangerous requests that sometimes don't end up to be a dangerous hold per se, but they end up getting all these pretrial limitations on the defendant that they wouldn't normally get. And quite frankly, if there was a cash bail in place, they would have already had cash bail and they wouldn't necessarily have had all these conditions. So I see it as a smokescreen.
A backdoor way, she says, to have people held pretrial. Sheriff Thomas Bowler runs the Berkshire County Jail. He says courts should hold on to all of their options, detaining someone as dangerous or on bail.
Why not utilize both? Because there are certain circumstances, obviously, where individuals may not meet the criteria for being held on dangerous, but the community is not as safe as it should be if they're out in the public, so keep them here on bail.
I'm very concerned about the increase in dangerousness hearings.
That's criminal justice reform advocate Peggy Kern, who supported Harrington's candidacy in 2018. She believes in ending cash bail and has questions for Harrington about the increase in dangerousness hearings.
I want to know what the charges are. I want to know the racial breakdown of people who are being held pretrial. I would love to know if there is an internal policy in the DA's office around when it is appropriate. There are a lot of questions that we just don't have answers to at this point.
We put those questions to the Berkshire DA's office. They didn't answer them. In an emailed statement, the office said their top priority is to ensure the safety of the public and victims. For New England Public Media, I'm Nancy Cohen.